Ribble says he wasn't voting with the Democrats per se.
When I look at issues of finance, I separate them from a Republican idea or a Democrat idea. I just look at math. And for me, this is a mathematical and financial decision, and I made the best decision I could based on the mathematics in front of me.
Fellow Republican Congressman Sean Duffy voted against the continuing resolution. He says the Affordable Care Act needed to end and the budget should be balanced. He says Republicans compromised.
It was fully funding of the government, but defunding of Obamacare. I didn't really think that was going to be successful. I don't think the president's going to defund his signature legislation, although I would like it to be defunded.
Duffy doesn't fault Ribble for his vote, but special interest groups like Americans for Limited Government do. Spokesman Rick Manning.
When he was elected, there was high hopes that he would be exactly that kind of congressman, and he still can be that kind of congressman. When somebody messes up, if you don't tell them that it was a mistake, then they won't know.
But Ribble says he's not afraid of a primary challenge next year because of his vote.
No, and I don't really live in fear regarding a primary challenge or general election challenge. I just don't choose to live in that realm. I think fear causes a person to be unable to lead.
Ribble doubts Democrats and Republicans will do this dance at the edge of a cliff next year. He says both sides want more economic stability. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.